Abortion providers say a critical exception in Indiana's near-total abortion ban is vague and unclear, which puts patient lives at risk. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Abigail Ruman reports the first day of testimony in the latest legal challenge to the law largely focused on concerns around the health or life exception.
The plaintiffs want clarity around one of the three exceptions to the near-total ban that says abortion is allowed if there is a serious health risk to the pregnant person. One of the plaintiffs, Dr. Amy Caldwell, is one of just two physicians in the state still providing procedural abortions. During testimony, she said the near-total ban legislates medical decisions using non-medical language, making it confusing and difficult for providers to navigate. Because there is a significant penalty for physicians who provide an abortion outside of the exceptions, medical experts say doctors may be more likely to wait until the threat to life is much more obvious, which can delay essential care. Those who testified Wednesday also criticized the law's explicit exclusion of mental health under serious health risks and the requirement for all abortions in Indiana to be performed in a hospital. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Abigail Ruman.
Testimony continues Thursday, and the trial is set to conclude on Friday.